Chapter 6. The next afternoon, Willa and Elliot met with their upside-down flair tutor at the high school pool. They entered the large brick building and showed their passes to the guy in the main office. Then they changed in the locker rooms and met again at the pool. Their tutor was the high school swim coach. Her name was Ms. Cruciferous. She was in her 70s, with olive skin, rosy cheeks, and soft gray hair that she wore loose around her face when it wasn't tucked into a swim cap. She was lean and fit. Willa had never seen Ms. C in anything other than a swimsuit. Sometimes a red tankini, sometimes a one-piece splashed with flowers, sometimes a sporty blue two-piece with racer back straps. "Willa, Elliot, fantastic!" said Ms. C when she saw them. She stopped swimming laps and pulled herself gracefully out of the water. Her suit today was solid black, the top styled like a sports bra. Willa's was her purple tie-dye, because her favorite pink two-piece was in the laundry. Elliot always wore blue trunks. Ms. Cruciferous was an excellent flair. She specialized in fireworks and in controlled explosions used for rocket ships or demolishing buildings. At the high school, she taught advanced-level flares in the pool for safety reasons. After all, in a regular classroom, there were plenty of things a flare student could set on fire while practicing. Also, the water provided an extra challenge for flares. They might learn to heat it or flare through it. For Willa and Elliot, Ms. C taught Aquamerge, a new technique designed to help upside-down flares whose magic connected to water in some way.
"What are we going to do today?" Willa asked.
"Can we do wave makers?" Elliot asked.
Wave makers involved blowing softly on the water, making small waves on the surface, then trying to channel magic through the breath to make bigger waves.
"I think we'll do buckets today," said the teacher.
Buckets was an exercise where Ms. C threw buckets of water at Willa and Elliot as they stood in the pool. Elliot was supposed to try to freeze the entire bucket solid before it fell. Willa was supposed to transform the water from a big gush into tiny raindrops. They weren't that good at it yet. It was hard to work quickly under pressure.
"Can we practice snow too?" asked Willa.
The snow she and Elliot had learned to create at the start of the year was the first real progress she had made with her magic.
"Snow makes the pool too cold," said Elliot. "Plus, we made snow just the other day. We're always making snow. We don't need to practice it."
"All your magic makes the pool cold," Willa teased. "Face up to it."
"Elliot has a point, though," said Ms. C. "We'll do buckets, and then he can work on freezing ice cubes one at a time, getting his aim under control. You and I can work on something else. At the end of the lesson, we can have a free swim, and the pool won't be too chilly. Do you want to work on your tiny rain clouds?"
The second big thing Willa had learned in tutoring was to make a miniature, on-purpose rain cloud. She could rain slow or fast from it. If the cloud was super tiny, she could even get the rain to make a rhythm.
"Not really," answered Willa. "Honestly, I want to learn how to stop making enormous, gigantic rains without meaning to."
She had rained on the classroom twice that day already. Everyone had gotten soaked, and even Ms. Starr had seemed frustrated.
"My goal is to never, ever rain by accident."
Ms. C sighed.
"I'm sorry," she told Willa. "I simply don't know how to teach you that yet. I'm doing the best I can, but your magic is very unusual. More upside down than Elliot's."
I really hate it," Willa said. "It upsets everyone, my mom, my friends. It ruins their stuff, and it's so hard to turn off."
Ms. C patted her arm.
"Let's work on tiny clouds immediately. We'll skip buckets for today and see what progress we can make."
While Ms. C set Elliot up with an activity, Willa made a small rain cloud over the pool. It was about the size of a cat,
she made it rain slow, then fast, then in a rhythm. Drip, drip, drop, drip, drip, drop. When Ms. C rejoined her, the teacher asked Willa to move the rain cloud around. "Put it in the corner over there," she said, pointing. Willa couldn't. "What about just moving it a couple of inches?" Willa couldn't. All right. Try attaching it to something that moves," said the teacher. "Can you attach it to Elliot?" Willa grinned. Elliot was sitting on the edge of the pool with an ice cube tray of water, trying to freeze one cube at a time. He wasn't doing that well. Often he froze two or three cubes at once. Every now and then, Ms. C waved her hand at the tray to warm it up again, melting the cubes with her flare magic so Elliot could start over. Willa stopped her first cloud and made a new tiny rain cloud appear over Elliot.
"Don't rain on me," he cried.
Willa laughed an evil laugh.
"It's an assignment. Ms. Cruciferous wants me to."
Elliot groaned but sat still, being a good sport. Willa concentrated, and yes, she could attach the cloud to Elliot so it hung right over his head. It felt like stretching a rubber band from the cloud to his skull. She had done this skill once before, kind of by accident. This time, it was definitely on purpose.
"Can I move?" asked Elliot.
Ms. C nodded and Elliot jumped into the pool. The tiny cloud followed him. He swam under the water half a length. It still followed him.
"No fair," he sputtered, laughing.
"Can you turn off the rain now, Willa?" said Ms. C. "Make your cloud go away?"
Willa tried. Nope. It still rained on Elliot. She tried again. More nope. It was too hard.
"Can you detach it?" said Ms. C. "Use that flare technique we worked on, the one where you imagine putting out a match. Touch the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth."
Willa did that. The rain cloud stayed attached to Elliot. Nothing was working. Willa's heart started to race.
"Recite the mermaid poem," called Elliot. "That's what Ms. Star has you do."
"Okay," she said. She forced her eyes closed. She recited the poem quickly at first. The second time she said it slower. By the third time, she felt calm. After the fourth time, the rain cloud over Elliot disappeared. It felt like forever, but it worked.
"It's definitely harder to turn the rain off when the cloud is attached to something," she said. "Usually I can turn off a tiny one."
"But you did move a cloud," said Ms. Cruciferous encouragingly. "And that's more than you've done on purpose before. I think today was some good progress."
They had free swim after that, and Willa and Elliot made the most of it. Willa loved being in the pool. She felt loose and relaxed. She and Elliot splashed each other like maniacs. They did cannonballs in the deep end until it was time for them to go back to school. It was the most fun she'd had all week. Finally, tired out, they floated on green foam noodles and talked.
"What are you and Nori doing for your Bing Day project?" Elliot asked.
Willa's sense of peace evaporated. This morning, when Ms. Star had asked what their project was, Nori had announced they were studying storm patterns related to the Great Frost of 1893.
"We'll show how rare it was," Nori had said. "We'll blah, 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 and blah, 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 and obviously we won't forget to blah, blah, blah."
What? Willa hadn't said yes to storm patterns? She wasn't even sure they'd agreed on weather.
"I don't know," Willa told Elliot now. "She's very pushy."
"Sometimes," Elliot admitted. "But she has really interesting ideas."
"Well, her idea this time is boring."
Elliot sighed. Willa turned her head to look at him.
"What?"
Elliot stared at the ceiling. He moved his arms back and forth to keep himself afloat.
"I wish you two liked each other, that's all."
Who said we don't?
Willa stood up in the water, her toes gripping the bottom of the pool.
I like Nori. Does Nori not like me?
Of course she likes you.
Then what? Did she say something about me?
She just said... Elliot's voice trailed off.
That I was stupid?
What? No.
Not paying attention? She pushed. Not a team player? What?
It wasn't about that at all, Elliot said.
It was, you know, she's frustrated because you get so rainy sometimes.
Did she call me a crybaby? The word jumped out of Willa's mouth because her sister Edith called her a crybaby all the time. She didn't really expect it to be true. Elliot hesitated. Willa's throat tightened.
Oh my gosh, she did! Nori called me a crybaby!
She took it back, Elliot rushed to say. Like, immediately. Labels like that are mean, and she knows it.
Sowie. She took it back? That makes it so much better.
Don't be mad, Elliot said. She just blurts things out sometimes. And you know she understands about magic getting out of control. It happens to her lots.
I didn't mean to tell you. I'm sorry.
Willa flushed. She was a crybaby, and she knew it.
She just didn't know how to keep from being one.
And knowing that people like Nori noticed it, well, that made it so much worse.